sugya of dam ifkit pakid and dam chaburei michber. Now this sugya goes on for a blot and a half, and it requires, unlike the last blot and a half, it requires a great amount of effort just to get the klolim straight. The difference between the word mutter and the word potter. If you open up a Masechta Shabbos on Beis Amud Aleph, in the upper left-hand corner, in little letters, there's sort of a hagdama to the Masechta, which most Masechtas, I don't know if any other Masechta has. And it tells you a rule for the Masechta. That whenever in Shabbos, in Ilcha Shabbos, you hear mutter, mutter means mutter l'chadchila. Whenever you hear potter, potter means potter avalasar. It's still asar midrabbanan. That is a general rule for all of Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Yontif, all in Yanei Malacha. Mutter means mutter l'chadchila, and potter means that you're potter from a karma chatas. It's not a deraisa. Potter avalasar, but it's still asar. Chayiv means that it's a deraisa. This is the just a simple taich of mutter and potter. In Hilchas Shabbos, there are a number of terms with which you have to be familiar. And the first two, which are very common, are the terms Dover Shein and Miskaven, which you have here right away in the Gemara, and the term Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Right, the typical case of Dover Shein and Miskaven is somebody who drags a bench in camp, and you have to bring a bench or a table from one place to another. You drag it on the earthen floor. When you drag a bench, it's possible that it's going to make a charitz in the ground. You're an Eina Miskaven because you don't want to make a charitz in the ground. You're not interested in making any type of a hole or scratch in the ground. It's a Dover She'eina Miskaven. You're not Mechaven for making the charitz. You're Mechaven to bring the bench from point A to point B. That's a Dover She'eina Miskaven. A Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. The typical case of Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayfer Guma Ve'einai Tzarech Ela La'afra. Somebody who digs a hole in the field, he doesn't need the hole. He only needs the earth. He needs some earth for whatever purpose. So he goes to get earth. So he digs a hole in order to get the earth. He's not mechaven for the hole. There's no kavana to make a hole. His kavana is to get earth. But he doesn't have a pile of earth, so he does it by digging, and he gets earth. Chayfer guma ve'inay tzarech el la'afra. That is called a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Okay? So you got it. A davar shein miskaven is a person who's dragging a bench and he makes a hole in the ground. And Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, someone who needs earth, and he makes a hole in the ground. Now, what gets confusing is, aren't those two the same thing? In the first case, your kavana is to drag a bench and not to make a hole in the ground. In the second case, your kavana is to get earth and not to make a hole in the ground. In both cases, you're making a hole in the ground, which you're not mechaven for. Why do we have a whole thing called Dover Shein Miskaven, then another whole thing called Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? What's the difference? What's the chiluk between the two? What's the chiluk?
Well, I have no need for the hole. My intention is to dig a hole. My intention is to dig because I need dirt, because I can't miraculously create dirt. Drag a bench, I need to spend the hole has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Okay, good. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, writes Hahefresh, the difference between Dover Shein Miskaven and Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, is, and this is what you got to get straight. By Dover Shein Miskaven, you're not mechaven for the Maisa HaMalacha. You're not mechaven for the action of the Malacha. Your kavana is to do the action of bringing a bench. You're not mechaven to dig. The action of malach is digging. You're not mechaven to dig at all. It's the davar shein miskaven, the maisa hamalacha, you're not mechaven for. That's called the Darvish Eina Miskaven. You don't want to do the Maisa HaMalacha at all. Another example of a Darvish Eina Miskaven is, let's say somebody opens a car door and a light goes on. That's a Darvish Eina Miskaven. You don't want the light to go on. Your kavana is to open the door. You're making a light go on when you walk down the street, right? The automatic lights. You walk down the street, you make a light go on. That's a Darvish Eina Miskaven. You're not having kavana for that maisa malach at all. You're having kavana for a different maisa, opening a door, walking down a block. That's your kavana. We'll get to that. But Darvish Eina Miskaven means that you're not having kavana for the maisa hamalacha. Malacha shein tzricha legufa means, malacha shein tzricha is more chomer. You are mechavim for the maisa hamalacha. But you're not mechavim for the tachlis, the purpose of the malacha. It's for a different tachlis, for a different purpose. By malacha shein tzricha legufa, you're digging a hole. Are you mechavim to dig a hole? Yes. If someone were to take a film of you digging the hole, you're doing a malacha. Looks like you're doing a malacha. The maisa is the same as if you wanted the hole. But you're mechavim for a different tachlis. The purpose of digging this hole is not to make a hole, which is the malacha. The purpose of digging this hole is in order to have earth. You want the earth, you don't want the hole. Your kavana is for a different purpose, a different tachlis. That is called malacha shein tzricha legufa. So again, davar shein miskaven is you're not mechavan for the maisa hamalacha. You don't want to do the maisa of the malacha at all. Malacha shein tzricha legufa is you're mechavan for the maisa hamalacha. You're just not mechavan for the purpose of the malacha, for the purpose which is the normal purpose of digging in the field is to make a hole. That's the purpose of the malacha. And when you do it for the earth, that's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Okay? So that's the taich difference between the two. Okay, I'm going to tell you three differences between them. The first is the taich. This is the taich. Davar shein miskaven is namacham for the maisa malacha. Malacha shein tzricha legufa means you are mechava for the maisa, you're not mechava for the tachlis of the malach. That's the difference between these two. You will have on this amid, davar shein miskaven, you're going to have malach shein tzricha legufa. We're going to have both. And you'll see exactly how it fits in with this. This is not a machlokes, there are no different shitas. This is just the taich, simple taich, but it's not so simple because people are not so familiar with it. This is the taich of the two. Now, the second difference is the halacha. What is the din of a davar shein miskaven? Now, by coincidence, both davar shein miskaven and malach shein tzricha legufa are machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Both are machlokes, but there's a difference. A davar shein miskaven, Rabbi Shimon says is mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda holds as Pater Avalasim. Davar shein miskaven, the Gemara says the machlekes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds it's mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Pater Avalasim. We paskel like Rabbi Shimon, which means that this is a great kula, that a davar shein miskaven is mutter l'chatchil. By malacha shein tzricha legufa, it's also a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Also, Reb Shimon is Meikel, Reb Yehuda is Machmir, but Reb Shimon holds Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Pater Aval Aser, and Reb Yehuda holds Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv. In other words, Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is not the greatest heter, because it's not matir anything for you. It's certainly awesome. Just Reb Shimon holds it's Pater Aval Aser, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Chayiv. And here we paskin again like Rabbi Shimon, except the Rambam. The Rambam by Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, the Rambam paskin is like Rabbi Yehuda. I once had an incident. I just mentioned this for the illustration of the case. A bacher once came over to me. He was learning here in the yeshiva. It was Shabbos after Shachris. So he came over to me, and I know him. He's today he's already married. This goes back 15, 20 years. He comes from a more modern family, and he's like the frumi in the family. So he came over to me Shabbos right after Shachris. He told me that it's Shabbos Sheva Brachas for his sister. So they're having a lot of guests over. So his mother put up a gigantic challenge. I mean, I don't know how many people were there for Sheva Brachas. You put up a very big challenge. You never put up such a challenge. And Friday night, before they went to sleep, she went to check the challenge. And she saw that the challenge was going to burn. And she was very nervous. She was very nervous. She took water from the sink on Shabbos and put it into the pot so it shouldn't burn. So, that's a bishul, right? She took cold water from the sink and put it into the pot. She didn't want the challenge to burn. Big nesayim for her. So this bacher asks me, if you cook on Shabbos, the food is awesome. If he has to announce by the Sheva Brachas to whoever will listen to him that you're not allowed to eat the challenge. It's special for Shabbos. If he's not allowed to eat it, if he has to, if he has to tell everybody. It's an interesting Shabbos. But the first thing I told him was that his mother was not over on the rice. So what do you mean? She took cold water and she put it onto the fire and it cooked. I told him, yeah. But what? I told her, well, it's not a dumb shit in the sky. She wanted to put the water on the fire. But she didn't want it there. She doesn't want cooked water. If she put up water for coffee, that's a deraisa. She wanted to cook the water. It's not that she wanted to cook the water. She wanted for the water to prevent the challah from burning. She's not interested in serving water. Right? She's interested in serving challah. So that cooking that water, it's not for the tachlis, it's not for the purpose of cooking. Normal cooking is just you want to cook something and eat it. She wasn't cooking because she wanted cooked water. Her kavod was for what tachlis? To prevent the challah from burning. That's a different tachlis. That's a malach shein sri filagufa. Now that doesn't make it mutter. That makes it at least the quaint of Shimon, that is part of Avalos. I mention it to you to illustrate to you, you should get a feel of what is a malach shein sri filagufa. I happen to have another interesting malach shein sri filagufa case. Very interesting case. A guy. I had an incident, twice, with Goyim that were coming to the Navi Shir on Matzah Shabbos. And in one of these incidents, the fellow comes over to me afterwards. First of all, he told me he's a guy, he didn't look like a guy. But he was planning to be Megayer, but he was like trying it out for a while. So the fellow, he spoke to me, and he invited himself to my house for a Shabbos meal, and Yom Tov, it's a shaila, you're allowed to invite a guy on Yom Tov. But anyway, he came to my house for a meal. So he told me he has a kasha. He started to, the fellow came from Tennessee, and decided that Yiddishkeit is the way to go, and so he came up to the Brooklyn area, and decided to practice, see if he could be Megayer. So the Rav he was working with told him that, Nachri Sheshavas is Chayav Misa. You know how to keep Shabbos. He wanted to practice keeping Shabbos. So he told him, every Shabbos, you should take a match, just strike a match, and that way you'll do a Malacha D'Araisa, and you won't be a Nachri Sheshavas. So he's sitting by my table, he tells me, he heard in Mishir that there's this thing called a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. So what was he asking me? Why did this rub tongue? Go strike a match. Big deal. It's not a malacha d'araisa. If you're striking a match just so you should be a mechal Shabbos, but you don't need a fire, so you're lighting a fire for what purpose? That's a purpose, a funny purpose, to be not a nachri sheshavas. So what? No, because you have to the malach shich leguf of mechabe is because you need kol charcoal. It happens to be it's not. So he asked me a kasha. It's a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. So the kasha bothered me very much. You know why? So I remember many years ago, there was a bacher in the yeshiva, who found out that he's a guy. Found out that he, you know, his mother was, you know, was Megayer, a conservative Geiras, it was nothing. And he found out he was a guy. He went through all the yeshiva system, and he found out he was a guy. And it was the middle of the summer, he was in a shraga. And he went over to Rabbi Yaakov, and he told Rabbi Yaakov, you know, that he realized he's a guy. What does he do? So, yeah, they thought he was a guy. His name was Cohen. So Rabbi Yaakov told him this. He should strike a match. He should go into a room and strike a match every Shabbos. So, this guy has a kasha on Rabbi Yaakov, you know. Rabbi Yaakov says, strike a match. And l'chayr, the guy's right. It's a mal shen tzrich l'gufa. So I asked Rav Palm. So Rav Palm, it seems he had already gone through this because he answered me right away. So a guy could be samech on the Rambam Shita. The Rambam passed it to Rabbi Yehuda. The Moshe is good as Chai. So for a guy, it's good enough. You know, to be enough Hashem, let him alone. He'll become a brisker guy. You know, he'll be mad like the other Shitas. But that's right. But you see, this is a good illustration of Moshe and Tzricha L'Gufa. If you remember the case, you'll remember what a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Guf is. Because this guy is Mechava for the Maisa. He's striking a match. He's Mamish Mechava for the Maisa. But he's not, what? What I did in my house, when he asked me this, I told him, okay, go into the kitchen, put up some water for some tea, you know, for cook yourself some tea for dessert, you know. So, but the point is to remember what a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Guf is. This is a malach shein tzricha l'gufa, part of a lasa, but a guy has to malach ha-derais on Shabbos, not to be nachish Shabbos. So this is Tavish Shein Miskavin, malach shein tzricha l'gufa. Now, there is something called a psik resha. This confuses people, I don't know why, I'm not going to explain to you why it confuses people, because I don't want you to be confused. Very, very simple. Psik resha is a rule that has to do with Davi Sheinu Misgavin. It's an exception to Davi Sheinu Misgavin. Davi Sheinu Misgavin is mutter. That rule does not apply. Moide Reb Shimon b'psik resha. Reb Shimon is moide by psik resha. What is a psik resha? It's the lashon of the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph. You have moide Reb Shimon b'psik resha v'layomis. What does psik resha mean? Psik resha means it's definitely going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. It's not a question. Maida Reb Shimon b'psik resha. Reb Shimon is maida by psik resha that it's not mutter. Which means, what's the case of Dov Hashem Miskavin that I started with?
Dragging a bench.
It's a Dov Hashem Miskavin. Dragging a bench, why is that mutter? Because it may or may not make a charitz in the ground. It's a bench. A bench may or may not make a charitz in the ground. Now, if instead of being a bench, it's something that weighs 300 pounds, it's definitely going to make a charitz in the ground and you're dragging it, then it's a chasam. My Reb Shimon, b'psik resha. If it's definitely going to happen, then Reb Shimon is maida by psik resha. If it's positively going to happen, that is a davar shein v'skavim, which is moida, is not mutter. Yes. So we're going to have to get to that. See, I deliberately said it's not mutter. Is it part of a loss or is it chayiv? We'll get to that. But a psik resha is not mutter. That's why. Let's say you left your light on in the refrigerator. You were allowed to open the door. Well, it's a davar shein v'skavim. When you open the door of the refrigerator, then I'm a chavit to turn on a light. But if it's a psik resha, if it's definitely positively going to happen, then it's a problem. And you have no heter to open up the refrigerator because it's a psik resha. Now, sometimes when you open the refrigerator, let's say the bulb is not there, but you know, sometimes when you open a refrigerator, warm air comes in and it makes the refrigerator motor go on. Right? But that is not a psik resha. It doesn't happen every time.
If the bulb is loose, you're not sure.
Let's say the bulb will be loose, you're not sure, so that would be mutter. That would be a case where it's mutter. You're not sure if it's going to happen. That's a davar shein miskavin. It has nothing to do with this. I want to talk about other halachas. I'm talking now about this. It's a davar shein miskavin is mutter. Davar shein tzricha l'gufa is either part of halacha or achad. Psik resha is an exception to davar shein miskavin. Every single time you're going to see the phrase psik resha, it's referring to a davar shein miskavin. It's used interchangeably by Rishayim. As a matter of fact, if you look at that Kesef Mishnah, who says the difference between Darshanim Skavra Malach Shein Tzimcha Lagufa, his language is to explain the difference between Shmalach Shein Tzimcha Lagufa and Psik Reisha. Which he means Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Because Psik Reisha is Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Psik Reisha is a Davar Sheinu Miskaven which will definitely, positively happen. Now, again, this comes up all the time. This morning somebody asked me, it's not someone to share, not someone who knew or any other sign this of you, came over to me, he asked me about taking either ice cubes or cold water on Shabbos from an automatic ice maker. Well, what's the need, what's wrong with taking ice cubes? The question is that when you make ice cubes, it causes the machine to make more ice cubes. It's a double shame of a scavenger. If you're taking the ice cubes, you're not thinking about making more. So it depends if it's a psik ratio or not. So we have to figure out how the machine works. If taking these ice cubes is definitely the cause it to make more ice cubes, then it's awesome. Then it's a psik ratio. If it's not definitely going to cause it to happen, then it's a then it's matul chatchila. So that was shein miskaven.
Why
do
we pass
away from shemin
if it's the rice?
Why we pass
away
again? First of all, it's not true that every bachleik is all about. Second of all, it's not a deraisa. It's only Yehuda that's only deraisa. Yehuda's bite.
What's the difference between if it's definitely going to, let's say by the bench, you have to check how heavy it is.
That's a good question, and I hope that in our learning we're going to cover that as well. What makes it? Is it just that you don't know, or is it has to be in the Metzius that it won't definitely happen? I hope we're going to cover that. So I've told you two things: the Davishen and Miskavin and Malach Shizul, the difference in Taich, the difference in Halacha. There's a third crucial difference, and that is that Davar Sheinu Miskaven is a heter for Kol HaTorah Kula, not only Hilchos Shabbos. Davar Sheinu Miskaven is a heter for Kol HaTorah Kula. We had in Pesachim last year, somebody walks down a block, and he smells the Hanav and Avodah Zarah, Le'efshev, Le'komachav, and Shari. He's going to smell, the Avanov from smelling the Pesachim and Avodah Zarah. He's not Machavin, he wants to walk down the block. As he walks down, it's going to happen. So we had this idea that certainly if it's loy efshav, like hamachavin, loy efshav means it's a tircha to go a different way. And you're not mechavin to smell it, then even though you'll have anah, it's water. Because davar she'ein miskaven is a heter b'chol ha'tayra kula, not only in Hilchos Shabbos. For whatever reason, it has to do with that. Okay? Psikresha, it's complicated. It is a psikresha, that's why you need loy efshav. But whatever the case is there. The rule of the basic rule of Shabbos Kavod applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. Melacha Sheit Tzricha Lagufa applies only to Hilchos Shabbos. It's a din of Meleches Machsheves Asra Taira. We'll explain Meleches Machsheves in Mitzvah Shem. Meleches Machsheves Asra Taira has to be something that you have Kavod for. The Tayeles, the Tachlis of the Melacha. It's a Ptur only in Hilchos Shabbos. The same thing, we're going to get to the rules of Mekalkel. Mekalkel is also only in Hilchos Shabbos. The Dino Mekalkel is unique to Hilchos Shabbos. Davar Sheinu Miskaven, which applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, what you've learned now in these last 30 minutes is very basic. It's like I'm teaching Aleph Beis. I'm teaching the Parshas of the Torah. This is just very basic ideas, even if you were not learning Subis. And you, just to know what's a Davar Sheinu Miskaven, what's a Malach Shein Tzricha Lagufa, it's very basic. I mean, you want to know, you walk down the block, you're going to cause a light to go on. It's a Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Again, the question is it a Psik Reisha? In many cases, it's a Psik Reisha, and therefore it's Asur. Well, I walked out of a place where a light's going to go on. Now, it gets more involved. The Taisis of Vavam and Av, the big Taisis, is very sadistic, even Lamaisa. And we're going to have chilukim, but the basic rules, the taich that we've done today, it's crucial that you know and that you understand. Now, tomorrow we're going to start the sugya. We're going to jump into Taisis Damif Kitpakid, which will begin with defining the malacha of making a chabura. So we're not going to jump right into Davar Sheinu Miskaven, Malach Shein Tzricha Lagufa, although we're making a laning, you're going to get into it very quickly, into the Taisisin. These Taisisin you have to sit over and make sure you understand and learn. Even if Shat in the Gemara, it's not easy. And you have to try to make sure you understand it. We are going to spend a number of days just on the rest of Hei Amid Beis. You bring it down to the bottom. It'll take us certainly the rest of the week, probably Sunday as well, with these Taisisin. Our Taisis Damif Gepokit is a stipler, which at least the first section of it is very important. But please put the time and the effort. I know in the easy sugyas you go through Taisin quickly. You have to buckle down. Not only the Taisin, the Mefarshim you speak out, if you really want to have an understanding of them, you're going to have to look at them inside, do a proper Chazara Sashem properly. It's not something you can just run through. And it's Hashem, I hope, that we'll get a big Torah out of these halachas.